the December 21st, 2012 date, it's the end of a big cycle in the Maya long count calendar. So this brings up the whole question of how are we to approach understanding this. Certainly by now it's clear that 2012 is a symbol of something big for people. I mean, clearly you've seen that, George, with all the people you've had on talking about it, and it's definitely gained a kind of momentum in the mind of a lot of people. So, you know, what we should remember is that 2012 is first and foremost an artifact of Mayan civilization, and this is a true thing. You know, 2012 as a date, it wasn't invented by any particular writer. It's really an artifact of this Mayan calendrical system. So to sort of get an understanding of how we can come to understand it and what it means, we can sort of trace, like, the journey that I went through with this material was sort of a step-by-step thing where I had to ask the right question, and that led me to an answer, and then another question would occur to me. And basically, my approach has been to look at the early Maya site that invented the 2012 calendar. That seemed self-evident, but nobody else had taken that approach before. So what I did is I identified Izapa, and it's generally known, scholars, you know, have talked about it, that this early Maya site called Izapa, which is located in southern Mexico, kind of close to the Guatemala border, is the place where this long count calendar system was first put into use.
Now, why is the significance of that? Was it because did they have, you know, the astrologers there of that time period? Why that area?
Well, that area is very, very interesting because Izapa seems to have been situated, and like we were talking about earlier, it was sited to horizon astronomy as well as horizon features, two volcanoes, for example. There's a volcano to the north, and no, that's one of the main orientations of the site. And what we find happening when Izapa was experiencing its heyday in around the first century B.C., that's when the first carved monuments start popping up. In the archaeological record, we find, like, the earliest long count monument is dated 36 B.C., and so there's about four or five long count monuments that pop up in the decades after that. And so if we look at Izapa, see, this is the key, and I kind of like to go into it slowly because my whole approach is about reconstructing the what we might call the original prophecy, the original teachings around 2012. And what we find in the monuments, there's carved monuments at Izapa, what we find is a coherent and amazing knowledge and teaching and prophecy that we can really sort of tune into. So basically what we find is now to sort of like give it in a nutshell, 2012 is really important because there's a very rare astronomical alignment that is, happens in the years around 2012. And I call this the galactic alignment. And it's basically what's happening is that the December solstice sun shifts in the sky. It moves very slowly. This is a phenomenon.
Now, does this happen every December 21st every year, or is this something that is going to be extremely unusual because of 2012?
It's going to be extremely unusual. It's very clear that the Maya picked 2012 to target this rare astronomical alignment.
Okay.
Now, it's hard to sort of boil it down to one year because the phenomenon that's responsible for it is a very slow phenomenon. You know, we might talk about a range of 30 years or something like that. But astronomically speaking, astronomers who have calculated this, 2012 is within this range. And so it's clear that the Maya, ancient Maya, were tuned into something very profound about, you know, how the sky changes and the kind of, basically this alignment is that we're lining up with the center of our Milky Way galaxy.
We as a planet?
Our planet.
Okay.
Basically what it is that as viewed from Earth, the sun on the solstice will be lined up with the center of the Milky Way galaxy. And this only happens once every 26,000 years. So it's caused by precession, the precession of the equinoxes. You know, that's all we sort of really need to know about it. It is a real thing. And the Maya, as being very astute sky gazers, they were aware of this. And that's a pretty profound thing in terms of, you know, an achievement of an ancient people. So, you know, that's kind of like the real empirical thing that happens. And that, to me, is the key to understanding what 2012 is about.
Because from that point, I guess you can look into various different directions. And in one case, John, are we talking about something that could affect people physically and then also consciously?
Yes, exactly. It's a kind of thing that, you know, this is sort of like the opening into a whole realm of, like, galactic research, I think. And it's like a sea change in how we think about our relationship to the universe. Because it's a very rare thing, and if we just think about it and sit with it for a minute, we're lining up with the center of the galaxy, the center of our Milky Way galaxy. It's almost like, the way that I like to think about it, is that it's galactic midnight. In other words, it's a big shift point in the galactic seasons of change that the Earth and our solar system undergo over this 26,000-year period. You know, we can sort of look to the annual year as an analogy, a metaphor for what's going on.
Can something tragic happen to us around 2012, or do you think it's going to be something else?
Well, this is where it touches upon, when you get deeper and deeper into the research, you realize that this insight that the ancient Maya had, it has to do with cycles and cycle endings, and there are spiritual teachings about the kind of things that happen at the end of cycles. There's like what I call the end times dynamic.
Okay.
And by that, I don't mean like linear time, I mean like the end of a cycle.